You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stands by stands. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla. So guys, we're back. And today we're going to be talking about image changes.
Like when your fave decides to switch it up and how for some people that goes well and it pushes them forward, but for other people it just makes them lame and really annoying and may lead to people unstanding them. So yeah, we're just going to talk about image changes and all of the different parts of that.
And as always, use the hashtag FOAFpod when you're tweeting about the show so we can see what you guys are talking about.
Yep.
What is your, like, I guess, definition of an image change?
Okay, so I feel like it can take a lot of forms, but basically, you know, it exactly is what the name says it is, which is like someone just trying to switch it up, keep it fresh. Sometimes it can mean like trying to like stay relevant, you know, like some people genuinely have to switch it up so they can just stay relevant. For other people, it's like growth, whether that means, you know, with their artistry or with their aesthetic or whatever, you know. So I feel like it can kind of take a lot of forms, and it really depends on like who the celebrity is, like what product it is that they're putting out, you know, because for like an actor, it can be taking more adult roles or like not, you know, for example, like I feel like Regina Hall, it was kind of a subtle image change, but like with Girls Trip, she usually plays the Tiffany Haddish, like crazy, like whatever character. In most of the movies she's done, the side character. But like with Girls Trip, I mean, it's a pivot for her, you know, and she's actually doing like some other roles now that kind of are going to be the same thing where she's taking more of like a lead. And so that can be an image change, or it can be something like an artist that maybe grew up singing like teeny bopper songs and starts singing about like taking off all their clothes and stripped or whatever. Yeah. Shout out to Christina Aguilera. So like, like I said, it can take a lot of different forms, but I think the core of it is just trying to switch it up. So, you know, either because you're bored or because your fans are bored.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I used to be a big Chris Brown fan. And I remember when he went from, like, Young Love to Here We Are All Alone in This Room. So, and I remember being like, it wasn't that far apart from each other. Like, he was 16 and then he turned, like, 18. And immediately it was, like, all about sex. But, yeah, I mean, image changes to me are just, when I usually think about artists more than, like, actors. But, most recently, people I can think of would maybe be like Demi Lovato. She's going a more urban route, I guess. She mentioned that she'd be singing more like R&B and soul now on her latest project. I mean, her newest project and stuff like that. And I just recently saw a video of her. It's I don't know how to explain this video for this song called Instruction. She's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's just bad. Like, she's like, I can't say she's whining because she's not, but she's
attempting to whine.
Yeah, because I mean, the lyrics are literally like whine to the left, dance to the right, or something like that. But she looks like she's doing like Zumba or like Tai Bo or something. So it just doesn't work for her to me. But I noticed like a lot of when a lot of the pop girls start doing their little urban image change, they start getting darker tans.
Oh god!
And it's not like blackface, but it's so funny because they get like so dark. You know what I mean? I know like when Ariana Grande was doing her little like hood love thing.
Oh, no. Don't even get me started on that.
she had those really dark tans and stuff. So yeah, like you notice really small things in terms of just like physically, like with clothing and like how they style themselves and the way they even wear their makeup and things like that. So yeah, for image changes for artists, I think sometimes can be so like in your face, and other times people they'll like space it out and make it not as as obvious. And I think that's the smartest way to do it.
Yeah. So like, I was thinking about that. Like, I think, for example, like Miley Cyrus's Bangers era was like a very, you know, this is my time, I'm different now, like moment, you know? And like, even, you know, And for her, like, I feel like she was really extra with it, which made it sometimes, like, annoying with some of her performances and stuff. It was just way too overboard. And it was, like, a performative, like, I want to force you to see me differently, you know? But then you have artists with, like, you know, Rihanna, for example. Like, I can remember when she went from, like SOS and Pon the Replay. Yeah. And from that going into like Disturbia and like all the rated R stuff. And that was like a very, it was a jarring shift in the sense that like it was much different than what we'd known her for. But it was kind of like, okay, like we're going to go along with this.
Right,
like,
right.
Let's
convincing.
Just go for it. Yeah, it was convincing because she wasn't being extra about it. And then, of course, like Beyonce, she's gone through several image changes over the past 20 years now. But like a lot of that had to do with just like her growing as a person and artist. And it wasn't like a, I need to do this to stay relevant. I need to do this to get clicks or to get people to buy my song. It's just like a genuine like, and I think that when it is like that, when it is a little bit more subtle, like you said, when people do take their time to do that, it makes it much more enjoyable to watch. Like, you know, going from, and with Beyonce, it's really interesting because like you can definitely see the growth from like when she first came out with Destiny's Child to Lemonade, but even going from like Four to self-titled, like that was a huge change. And then again, from like, you know, self-titled to Lemonade, like it's a lot of just vocal growth and personal growth that she's gone through that is then expressed in like what she puts out and how she, you know, even to what she posts on Instagram. Like it's just like, it kind of like shows just how when you compare, for example, like the very, the image changes that you have from people like, you know, Christina Aguilera or Miley Cyrus or like you said, Demi Lovato versus like a Beyonce or Rihanna even, like who have taken their time and their image changes them actually growing. Like I think it's just much more enjoyable to watch, like hands down.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to Rihanna though, because to me she's kind of like a chameleon. Like, yeah, her image change was more so a business move. Than, like, you know, just personal growth in the beginning, at least. But I think that, you know, Rihanna is at a point where she creates the trends that people try to follow and things like that now. She's also, like, it's just so genuine coming from her. Like, that, like, I don't give a fuck attitude and things like that. Like, that's, when I think about people with that attitude, I always think about Rihanna. And then when I see like other artists come out and start acting like that, I always think, oh, they're trying to have that Rihanna attitude or have that Rihanna like aura about themselves. And so like she is definitely the blueprint when I think about like people trying to do the image change, but it's just, I don't know, like they just, they can't, I guess it's just because like social media, I guess, wasn't a big thing back when she, you know, had her image change. And I think now, a lot of people are under the scope a little bit more. So it's, like I said, it's a lot more blatant, I guess, than before. But I guess she came in at the right time and was able to make that change at the right time. Because I don't know how people would react now if she went from music to Music of the Sun to Disturbia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like in 2017. Like if it was like a 2015 album and a 2017 album, I wonder how people would react to that now. In comparison to, you know, what year was that? Like 2000.
But what's an added layer with her, though, is, like, that was also around the time when, like, you know, Chris Brown, like, assaulted her, and she was, like, really going through it. And so people were just like, we want to support you, you know, and we want to see, like, where this next step is going to, like, take you, you know, wherever you want to go, like, we're there with you. And so I think also it had a lot to do with that and, like, just people seeing how, like, all of that was affecting her and, you know, how she was going to rise above it, because she came back like stronger than ever. And like, not that that was a positive, but like, you know, it, she just showed that like she wasn't a victim and like she was bigger and smarter and more powerful than like any bullshit that, you know, he was going to like do to her. And so that was actually like a really powerful image change or like shift in someone's career, I think, for sure.
Who do you think had an image change and it really worked with him, for them? Who else, you know?
Okay. Being able to have the ability to like have an image change in the public eye is actually a privilege.
Yeah.
Because most people don't have the patience to like deal with people who are doing all of this stuff. Like, it's like mm-hmm. when people think it's worth like sticking around for, like that's definitely like a level of privilege that like certain artists and people have. And like, again, like depending on how you do it, it's taken one way or the other. But like, I'm trying to think like who has like actually switched it up, whether it comes to sound or aesthetic, and like it actually worked out.
In recent years, I was thinking Drake.
Yeah.
Simply because he was able to go from like
that is true.
Rap, you know, like rap, and then come in with like pop songs. He has pop songs, you know, and that are top 10 hits and things. So, and his, I mean, you got to think about like, if you've been a fan of him from the beginning, he's always had kind of like that soft image.
Right.
But in terms of his music, just like rapping about guns and stuff, he didn't always rap about that, you know, or like not really shooting people himself, but like being more, I guess you can say, violent like other rappers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't able to do that before.
Right.
He kind of came in and he gained his fan base by being like the soft guy, you know, everybody makes those jokes about Drake. And then he was able to like turn around and put out music where he could have a whole mixtape with Future, and Future talks about like drug abuse and violence all the time, you know what I mean? So that's not somebody you would have thought Drake would have done a whole album with 5 years ago or whatever. So yeah, I mean, Drake to me constantly has image changes. I mean, sometimes he's from Houston, sometimes he's a West Indian man, you know, he's a Canadian.
Absolutely a Canadian for sure.
Yes, he's a man of the world. So I think Drake is definitely someone who's been able to do it successfully simply because he started off with that really soft image and he got a core fan base. And they kind of stick with him through whatever, even though people do slander him for his constant changes.
And I mean, I think kind of along that same vein, someone who's had like a lot of image changes that may not necessarily have been for the better, depending on who you ask, but they've still made it work, is like Kanye. Like, when you compare, of course, like College Dropout or Late Registration to, you know, Life of Pablo or, you know, like My Dark and Twisted, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, when you go from College Dropout to like songs like Black Skinhead and stuff.
Yeah, like, I
mean, definitely different.
There was definitely a shift, and, you know, some people are not fans of it. Like, they think as he got deeper and deeper into like Life of Pablo eras and stuff, like, they don't think that work is as strong necessarily as like his earlier stuff, and not just about the work, but like what he's actually saying, because like, really, like his first couple albums, like I listen back to them sometimes and I'm like, holy shit, like this man was like,
I mean, one of my favorite Kanye lines is drug dealer by Jordans, crackhead by crack, and a white man get paid off for all of that.
Right?
And then you go from like that to bleached assholes in one of his songs, and it's like, it's so different now. And I mean, life has changed for him, you know, life has changed for him drastically, and that does have a lot to do with his image change. You know, a lot of people say his image changed because of the death of his mother, you know, and but I think that still, you know, like some people say he's not like being his true self anymore. And I mean, that could very well be it, but we don't know, because I mean, we don't know him personally. But I do think that I did like old Kanye more than new Kanye. But I still enjoy, for some reason, I don't know, I still kind of sort of enjoy, like, I really liked Life of Pablo.
I didn't mind Life of Pablo.
But he was acting an ass during the rollout. Like, personally, he was acting an ass. But, like, the music, I definitely liked it.
I agree. But that kind of brings me to, like, what image changes mean for people who are fans of any of these people. Like, you know, is it going to lead you to unstand them if, like, the image change ends up being kind of problematic? Are you going to like ride with the person no matter what, like whether you understand it or not? Because I mean, part of it is cool because like it's a chance to see your fave in like a new light. And so it can be like an interesting opportunity, which, you know, again, with like Lemonade and Beyonce, it's like that's a completely new side of her that we never really got to see before. And so, you know, something like that is great and awesome. And with her, again, she makes it, like, look so effortless from, like, the outside looking in. And that, and all of that, just, like, learning all of this makes it more fun to, like, be a fan of her. Yeah. But then you have, like, we've talked about problematic faves before, but, like, people who dip in and out of certain genres or are appropriating cultures or, like, whatever for the sake of the image change. Yeah. Like, that shit gets tiring. And I think I've gotten to the point where I'm just, like, I can cut those people off a little easier. Like, if you're just being wishy-washy with it, like, I can't stay around. Like, I honestly think I may have, like, mentally just given up on Tinashe, sadly. Like, yeah. Just because she hasn't really gotten together. And, like, I'm tired of, like, preaching about, like, what she's about simply because her team has not been able to get that together, you know? Right. And I can't do much for that. And so she's someone I think who definitely needs, like, a drastic image change for the sake of, like, just reviving her career, basically, which is, like, one of the huge benefits of image changes if your team is, like, using it correctly.
Yeah, so speaking of, like, Tinashe, that's definitely someone I had on my list for people who could use an image change, you know? She was the first person I thought of when I was trying to think of people who could use one, because it's just what she's been doing and how, I mean, like physically how she's looked and everything, like, to me, it just hasn't worked and they haven't tried to change it. And I think that's the most frustrating thing. Like, they haven't tried. Like, it hasn't been like, it's a bunch of, like, misses. Like, we've tried and it's been a bunch of misses. It's kind of like, the way I've seen Tinashe since I started liking her is how she is now.
Right.
And so, you know, she was definitely one of the first people I thought of when I thought of people who could just use image change. And sometimes that means getting a new team out there, artists out there, if you're listening. Like, sometimes you have to kind of, like, get some outside suggestions from other
Absolutely.
People because your team is not the end all and be all.
Right.
Can definitely say
no
that.
Matter what they've promised you, because, like, it just gets to a point, and obviously we know there's, like, contracts that have been signed, so sometimes
oh, yeah,
you have
definitely.
To stick with people for you know, an amount of time that you don't want to. But I cannot, like, we cannot overstate the importance of, like, an image change for some people, you know, if
yeah.
done correctly. Like, there's a lot of caveats here, but if done correctly, like, an image change can be, like, vital for keeping someone's career alive. Because you can't be, like, out here doing the same shit for years and, like, everyone sees it's not working, and yet you're, like, I feel like Katy Perry is, like, an example of that. Like, her last era was fucking problematic, and she came back doing the same shit.
Right,
and it's, like...
Right.
It's annoying that there have been as many people that have been, like, welcoming her back with open arms. Like, she's hosting the VMAs and stuff. Like, that's been kind of annoying because I know that, like, she can be great because Teenage Dream was, like, one of the best pop albums of, you
deserved
know,
a Grammy.
That time. But, like, the stuff she's came out with after, it's just, like, album after album now of just bullshit.
The same
and
shit.
And, like, the same bullshit. And so she's another person who could use, like, a good one. And what's annoying is she's probably, you know what she's going to do, like, her next era? She's going to pull what Miley Cyrus is doing right now, where she comes back the next era, like, super wholesome.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Katy has a tad bit of vocals on her, just a tad, where she can pull off a tune. And she'll come back with some kind of ballad, and, like, it'll be, you know, Hillary Clinton's, you know, campaign when she runs again. It'll be her, the fight song of 2020 or something.
This is my fight song.
R.I.P. but yeah, I mean, like, some of y'all need an image change and you need to, like, be able to be brave enough to do that. Because I'm sure it's scary, but it's got to happen. Who else? I don't know. Who do you think needs an image change?
On a smaller scale, I think, you know, she's not a superstar, but her. We all
oh
know
my
who she
God.
Is now.
You
we
know,
all
I
know
was
who you are
about
now.
To
we,
say it.
We all know who you are now, Gabby. Like, you don't have to keep hiding from us.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure how she's doing her concerts. I'm thinking she's just doing it, like, low light so no one can see her face.
But also, if you don't know who Gabby is, then you won't, like, you won't know to associate her with
exactly.
that, you know? So...
But the thing about it is, like, people who know who she is now, like, okay, we all know she's Gabby. What's her last name? Wilson? We all know she's Gabby Wilson.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. I don't know if, like, y'all cared, but spoiler alert.
Right. But my thing is, like, it's just like, okay, the whole, like, you don't know who I am thing was cool when you had a few followers here and there, but a lot of people like her music now. She's done pretty well. Like, her Volume 2 or whatever has done pretty well, and she's on tour. I thought that she would have done a big reveal by now. Mm. And I think when she tries to do one now, it's going to be played out. Like, people already know who you are, so it won't be... Like, when she decides to do one, I mean, I can't imagine her being incognito forever. When she tries to do one, I feel like everybody's just going to be like, okay, girl, like, we knew who you were already. We already follow you on your actual Instagram. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like she needs to kind of do it.
She might. What if she ends up doing the kind of thing where, like, her and Gabby are, like, two completely different artists where, like, she will release music as Gabby Wilson and, like, not... continue to not acknowledge her and come out with, like, a debut album as Gabby, and then, like, years down the line, maybe revive her. Like, I could see a world where, like, that happens. Because it has before. I mean, people have... I think it's the anonymous thing that's been really, like, annoying. But, I mean, there's plenty of people who've released, like, things on multiple... under multiple names, under... basically being, like, two completely different personas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Like, I think it would be nice for whatever her next project is to, like, switch it up a little somehow. And I would hope that, like, Gabby could have the potential to be, like, even more fun and exciting.
I just want to watch interviews. Like,
that too.
Beyond the music and stuff, I kind of just want to watch interviews and hear what she has to say.
Mm-hmm.
When SZA was doing her little promo rounds for Control, I really enjoy watching her interviews. And I've been doing that a lot more with artists I like. I never really watched interviews before because, honestly, a lot of times questions are just garbage.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't really give a fuck about what their favorite color is. But, you know, like, I want to watch videos. I mean, interviews with her, but she won't do that because she'd have to wear a mask or something. So, I don't know. Like, I'd definitely like to see an image change from her.
I agree. From her. Of course, as always, y'all should tweet us who you think needs an image change. What are your thoughts on all this? If you do have ideas for someone's image change, what would that look like or sound like? Let us know with the hashtag FOAFpod.
Okay, so now we're going to get into our flops and faves. And if this is your first time listening, it is our favorite thing of the week and our least favorite thing of the week. And as always, I'm going to let you go first.
Yes, thank you. Okay, cool. So my fave this week is an album by Amine, who I low-key claim is my cousin because he's Ethiopian. But I feel like most people know him from the song Caroline. Like, that was huge last summer and, like, continued to be big this year. But I feel like most people know him from that. But he just released an album called Good For You that just came out, I think, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah.
But it is, like, top to bottom filled with bops. Like, I think my favorite song on there is the song Spice Girl, where it's just really, like, cute. I think what I really appreciate about his music in general is just that he's really funny. Like, I really appreciate, like, a funny rapper that, like, you know, it's not always, like, serious all the time, but they can always, like, have jokes. And he has plenty of jokes in all his songs and a lot of, like, random-ass metaphors. So, yeah, Spice Girl is a favorite as well as the song Slide. So y'all should go check it out. Amine's album, Good For You. Really good. I'm actually going to see him in concert in October, so I'm hype. And so my flop is something that our listeners may or may not already be familiar with. But Camila Cabello has released, like, a few new singles. One of them is called I Don't Remember, but the one that is my flop is called Havana. So to give you guys more context, Havana features Young Thug, who's from Atlanta. And the line that really makes me upset and is why this is my flop is a line that Camila sings in the chorus where it's like, he took me back to East Atlanta. Okay, just to give you an example, Gucci Mane is, his nickname is East Atlanta Santa.
Yeah.
Basically. I have to do research. I'm assuming Young Thug is actually from there too. But just like
I think the Migos as well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
And like, it reminds me of Ariana Grande on her last album, on her song Bad Decisions. She's like singing mm-hmm. about like this quote unquote hood love that's like making her make bad decisions. And it's just like, it just makes me really uncomfortable to like hear pop girls who are from places like Boca Raton. And, you know, that's where Ariana's from. Like, talk about hood love or, like, going back to East Atlanta when, like, in their right. actual lives, they're not doing any of these things. And it's to the point where it's, like, it's not just – I'm not going to, like, suspend my disbelief or whatever to, like, make this seem like it would be real. Like, I can't do that when I'm listening to these songs. And it just – when it's like I played Havana because I was curious. Like, I'm genuinely curious in, like, what's going on here and, like, what sound she's going for just because, you know, mm-hmm. I want to see, like, what's up. And it's really interesting because, like, we have heard her talk a lot about, like, the kind of music she wants to do and, like, why she wasn't fulfilled yeah. in Fifth Harmony. And it just is really it like, I'm side-eyeing her that, like, okay, so after saying all of that stuff, like, this is what you come out with? Like, something right. that's not even authentic? And, yeah, so that's my flops. Not just Havana by Camila Cabello, but specifically the line, he took me back to East Atlanta. Because it just, like, girl, it's just not realistic at all.
I want to correct myself, though. Migos are from North Atlanta.
Okay.
But, I don't know. We talked about, like, rebranding earlier in the episode. And, you know, I think that she's just, like, hit chasing. And Young Thug and Migos and Quavo, whatever, you put them on the track. And I guess these pop girls just automatically think it'll be a hit or whatever. But, I mean, that's not the case. You have to look at all of the features that Quavo has had this mm-hmm. year. And then look at all of the ones who have gone top 40. Right. And so it's like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's really inauthentic and it's whack.
It is. It truly is.
Super whack.
So what are your flops and faves?
I have just a couple songs for my faves of the week. First one is Bank Account by 21 Savage. I love this song so much. It might just be because he counts in the middle of the song. He just goes, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. And so, like,
wow.
And so I really love this song just because of that part, really, which I've been listening to that a lot on repeat. And also Midnight by Jesse Ware. Mm-hmm. I love that song a lot. I heard it on one of those new Apple playlists or whatever, and I really enjoy it. Jessie Ware can sing her ass off, so yeah, go listen to those songs if you haven't heard them by now.
Nice.
So my flop. Okay, so I talked about her earlier in the episode. Yeah. So now I'm going to talk about him.
Oh God. Thank God. I'm so glad this finally came up on our show.
This is so weird. Okay. So, him is a guy who is hiding his identity and releasing response songs to everything her has released. And, I think her team has made it clear that he isn't associated with her at all, but he continues to make people believe he knows her or whatever. It's so strange. And, I think I've tweeted about it before, but like I've never seen someone so blatantly ride someone else's wave without shame. Like he just does not give a fuck. And he's making people think like he's not denying that he doesn't know her or whatever. He's making people think that he knows her and he's releasing like literally, let me read the track list of his most recent project. So, you know, she released her volume 2 of her little mixtape recently and he put one out right after hers. And so the first track on hers mixtape her EP is, it's called Every Kind of Way. And so the first song on his EP is called Only Way. The second song is Say It Again on her EP. His is Say Less. Like, wow. Are you serious?
Didn't he like He's Photoshop so weird. Himself on the red carpet with her or Gabby?
Yes.
Like an actual, yes. like a real photo of Gabby. It wasn't her. He like Photoshopped a yes. photo of himself. Like
it's so
it
weird.
Was, I was
almost
just
like obsessive.
I saw that and I was like, are you like this is really a thing you're devoting like your yes. all your time to? Like is this really the best use of your time? Have you listened to his stuff? Does it sound good?
No. I refuse to even give him my streams.
Smart.
But I remember seeing him a few months back before the second, the volume two thing came out, and he had, you know, put out a volume one as well. And he like put out this little thing he wrote in his notes, I guess. And he was like, yeah, I've had pushback from labels and all of that. I'm guessing Gabby's label and her team and stuff, you know, just saying that he is not associated with her in any way. But he continues to do it. And it's like, they can't really, like, make him stop because it's, you know, like, copyright and things like that. He's not really completely copying her. It's not like he's using her instrumentals or anything like that. Like, he's creating 100% original music, but just the concept of everything is copied directly from her. And it's like, why? It's so weird that he does it. And I hate it because it looks like he's gaining fans. At one point, it was just, like, not many people were paying attention to him, but it looks like he's gaining fans because so many people love her and they're like, oh my god, a response EP, this is so cool, because people are birds. But I don't know, it's just so weird and I want him to stop. It's very strange for him to just be riding her. It's very strange for him to just be riding her wave like
that.
Yeah,
I think like when I saw that weird Photoshop thing, I tweeted something like, even like singers, even women in the anonymous world, like can't fucking yes. like get rid of men trying to steal right. their shine. Like even there, right. even in that world, there are the well actuallys, right. or I'm gonna, you know, copy off of you and try to get the credit,
yes.
and all this.
It's
weird
so
shit.
Strange. Like, and he's just like, he makes it like the way he tweets and stuff. He's like, because I was reading his Twitter one day, and he's just like, I just don't really get why so many people are hating and stuff like that. It's like, dude, you're... I think what's annoying is the fact that she's still up and coming herself.
Right.
So it's like, she can't even really make a name for herself and really get her feet on the ground before somebody else came and
exactly.
took her shit. Like, damn. She hasn't even really been able to, like I said earlier, do her big reveal yet, mm-hmm. you know? So... it's very strange that he continues to do it. And I hate that people are listening to him. I want everyone to stop listening to his music. But yeah, so that's my flop. Yes. It's my flop, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Yep. The music that you hear in the beginning and the end of every episode is produced by our lovely friend Dion. You can follow her on Twitter, SoundCloud, and everything else at your girl DJ Magic. She has a mix called Femme Fatale Volume 2, I think, that just came out, and I really love it. So you guys need to go listen to it as
well,
because it's great. Yes.
You can also follow the show at The Fan Podcast on Twitter and Tumblr, and you can find both Kayla and I's Twitter handles in the description box there. And yeah, mm-hmm. so like, shoot us some tweets if you feel so inclined. Maybe rate us on Apple Podcasts or Google Play,
yes.
or wherever you listen to podcasts, because we love to hear what you guys think. But yeah,
sure, guys, leave us a review and stuff, and thanks for listening,
thanks
as always
listening, and we'll catch you guys at some point
next time.